ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا، أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا؟ كلا سنكتب ما يقول ونمد له من العذاب مدا، ونرثه ما يقول ويأتينا فردا. واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة ليكونوا لهم عزا، كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا. ألم تر أنا أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا، فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا. يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا، ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا. We were discussing the transaction that transpired between Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu and As bin Wa'il, and As bin Wa'il refused to settle this account. On this occasion, let us clear one point. We find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings is for every person. We have been taught to be lenient if someone is owing us money. فَنَظُرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَى. And if we overlook that amount when Allah has given us that financial position, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَنْ أَنْظَرَ مُعْصِرًا أَوْ وَضَعَ عَنْهُ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظُلَّ إِلَّا ظُلُّ. That person who will pardon, or who will overlook, or who will be lenient, what will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant him? أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلِّهِ. Allah will grant him shade on that day where there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. We learn in one hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, in Bani Israel there was a person that he wasn't pious, he recited the kalima, but he wasn't a pious person. فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ لَهُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. But there was one outstanding quality that was found in him. كَانَ يَأْمُرُ غِلْمَانَهُ أَن يَتَجَاوَزُ عَنِ الْمُعْسِرِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him a lot of wealth, and he was very lenient with those people that were unable to settle their accounts on the time. Because of this, he used to tell his people, tajawazu, used to tell his slaves and those that were working, overlook it, overlook it. When he passed away, when he came before Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, this is my quality to overlook. You overlooked on my servant, today I will overlook all your wrong. Go and enjoy yourself in the ni'mat of Jannah. Now at the same time, another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, matlul ghaniyi zulmun. Maldar ka taal matol karna zulm hai. You have the wealth and you are not settling your account. You pull up at the doctor's surgery in a Volvo and in a BM, and 50 and you say, doctor, I'll pay you end of the month. Then this is something which is disliked by Allah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has labeled it as oppression. That you rather live in a more simple house, or drive a more simple car, or eat more simple food, but don't take the curse and the badwa of anyone. When you are owing someone money and you're not going to settle your account, and when you are driving in cars of this nature, naturally it's going to finger him and it's going to upset him, it's going to irritate him every time, it's going to needle him every time he's going to see you driving that car. So matlul ghaniyyi zulmun. Likewise As bin Wa'il, of course he was a kafir, so it didn't bother him in the least, but he did not settle the account that he was owing to Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu. What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. Has he penetrated to the unseen? What did he tell Khabbab, that when I pass away, I will have wealth and I'll have children and I'll have gold and silver, so I'll give you. So Allah says that you know what's going to happen, that he's confirming it. أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. Has he taken a promise with Allah تبارك وتعالى? The Yahud and the Nasara said, لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارا. Only that person who will go to paradise who is a Yahudi or a Nasara. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, very well, this is your claim. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Har dawa ki ek daleel hua karti hai. Support your claim with some proof. You're saying Jannat is reserved for you. What is the proof of this? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in another place of the Quran, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If paradise is for you, then make dua for death so you can get that paradise. But instead you won't make dua for that. What does Allah say? وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَن يُعَمَّرُ. Allah said that the Yahudi, he is very desirous of long life. What is his desire? His tamanna, أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Let me live for 1,000 years. وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب. Allah says even 1,000 years of lifespan, after 1,000 years when you die, you're still going to go to Jahannam. So whether you love, إِسْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ, love as long as you want to, but you're going to die. And love muhabbat with whomsoever you want to, فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ, one day you're going to leave him or he's going to leave you. So Allah تبارك وتعالى mentions, tell him, كَلَّا سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُ وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّا. كَلَّا سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُ وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّا. Then we shall record whatever he says, and we shall add and add to his punishment. Do what you want to. Dikra tu kar, tani jekli masti karuj. Tani jeklu kewan wawo, tani jeklu mara mopo boluj tu jeklu tani kewan wawo. Tani kewuj tu ken sake. Tu joe lehe dikra. Do what you want to, Allah says. Say what you want to buck. Chitna tu buck sakta hai. Say what you want to. Selective. We are recording it. Wa inna alaykum lahafizin. Kiraman katibin. The angels are at you. Every word of yours is been recorded. Allahu Akbar. I read one incident in one kitab. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi mentions that on one occasion I went for Hajj on my way to Mecca, the holy lands of Mecca. On my way I met one woman and I seen her that she was looking lost. So I came close and I greeted her. She was an elderly woman. I said, Assalamu alaikum. So she answered by saying, Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will greet the dwellers of Jannah. So I said, Yarhamukillah, ma tasna'ina fi hadha al-makan. Oh my sister, what are you doing in this place alone? You are an elderly woman. She says, وَمَنْ يُلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَا. That person who is led astray, then no one can guide that person. She is answering with the Quran. And of course she is conveying her message via the verse of the Quran. So Abdullah bin Mubarak says, I understood it, that she has lost a sense of direction. So I asked her, أَيْنَ تُرِيدِينَ, where do you want to go to? So she recited the verse, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. All praise belongs to that Lord. The verse, the opening verses of the 15 juz of the Quran. All praise belongs to that Lord who took his servant, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده, from here to بيت المقدس, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two rakat namaz. And from there, pehla qadam par pehla asman. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam se mulaqat hui. Dusre qadam par dusra aasman. Isa Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam se mulaqat hui. Teesre qadam par teesra aasman. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam se mulaqat hui. Chote qadam par chota aasman. Idris alayhi salatu wa salam se mulaqat hui. Panchwe aasman par panchwe qadam par panchwa aasman. Harun alayhi salatu wa salam se mulaqat hui. Chote qadam par chota aasman. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam se mulaqat hui. Satwa qadam par satwa asman, on the seventh step, on the seventh sky, Nabi Karim Sasim comes there. There is a Kaaba, one old man sitting on the side of the Kaaba. Nabi Karim Sasim asks, who is this person? The Malaika Jibreel informed Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ye aapka dada Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam hai. Marhaban bin Nabi Salih, marhaban bin Ibn Salih, marhaba, marhaba, nek Nabi, achche Nabi, achcha beta. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she recited the word that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took her to Baytul Muqaddas. In other words, I want to go to Baytul Muqaddas. Abdullah ibn Mubarak says, I understood that she wants to go to Baytul Muqaddas. I asked her, how long are you staying here, my sister? She says, As-salata layalin sawiyya. In other words, I'm staying here for 3 days. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told Mr. Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam, that you will be unable to speak for 3 days. So I asked her, there's no food here, what do you eat? She says, هو يطعمني ويسقين. What Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, that my Allah feeds me and he gives me water to drink. So I told her, there is no water here for wudu. How do you make wudu? So she answered, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَعَا فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. That if there isn't water, you can make tayammum. The discussion is only going in the verses of the Quran. She isn't uttering a word, respected listeners. I asked her, I have some food. Do you like to eat? So she said, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. That completes your fast till the night. So I understood she is fasting. I told her, but it's not the month of Ramadan. Why are you fasting? So she said, فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. That whoever, فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Whoever will fast, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make qadr of it and Allah will reward that person for the fast. So I told her, but do you know, in journey when we in suffer, it is permissible for us not to keep roza. So she mentioned, وَأَنْتَ سُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. you have the permission of not fasting, but if you fast, it is better for you only if you knew. So I told her, I said, my sister in Islam, why are you speaking like this? Why are you only using the verses of the Quran? Why don't you want to speak? So what did she say? Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi saying, she opened my eyes, she quoted this verse, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْنِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever word you utter, there are two angels that are recording everything of yours. And it has been cameraed. Remember, when you are driving and you know that the camera is there, speed prosecution by camera, it can be 12 o'clock in the night, but the awareness of that camera makes your leg go onto the brake pedal immediately while the mind is working in accordance to what it read. Oh my respected listeners, if we can only understand that Allah Pak is camera in every action of ours, what we are doing, what we are saying, what we are thinking, if the awareness of that will come, then inshallah we will guard every organ and every limb of our body. Anyway, he says, I asked her, please do forgive me, I wasn't supposed to ask you this. So she answers, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. This was that statement that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam told his brothers, may Allah forgive you, I have pardoned you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Meccans at the conquest of Mecca, at the fall of Mecca, Alhamdulillah الذي أنجز وعدا نصر عبدا وهزم الأحزاب وحدا. At that time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أقول لكم, I will tell you what my brother Yusuf told to his brothers. So I asked her, do you want me to take you on my conveyance to your journey? She tells me, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you will do, Allah Pak will reward you. In other words, if you will take me, Jazakallah. Anyway, she mounts onto the camel. She recited the verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُزُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze. So I got the message. Just as the camel was, she was about to mount on, the camel started moving and it tore her dress. So she recited the verse, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مَصْرِبَةٍ فَمِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever harm comes your way is because of your sin and is because of your wrong. So I told him that just be patient, I will bring the camel back. So she recited the verse, فَفَرْحَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ, that we made a Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, we inspired on his heart the correct decision regarding one sheep that went into the orchard or the garden of someone else. I will discuss this inshallah on some other occasion. In other words, Allah inspired on your heart the correct thing. Anything, anyway, she mounted on, we got on, and I started galloping the horse or the camel, whatever the case may be. So she recited the verse, وَقَصِرْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَغْضُلْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Of course, this whole discussion can be understood very well by the ulama, by the huffaz, and our alimat sisters. They will understand this, or they will enjoy it more than the awam. As we were moving, I asked the unlucky virgin, sorry sister, tell me, Have you got a husband? Is your nikah performed? So she recited the verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tas'alu an ashya'a in tubda lakum tasu'ukum. O you believe, don't ask something which you are not told regarding. If it will be revealed to you, you won't like it. So don't ask regarding it. This verse was revealed regarding Aqla bin Habis. On one occasion when he asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali amina hadha ya Rasulallah amil abad. Is Hajj for this year or forever? So this verse was revealed. Anyway, as we were traveling, we started coming close near one place, and I seen some homes there, houses there. So I asked her, like, who does this house belong to? So she mentions, Al-Malu wal-Banoon zinatul hayati dunya. So I understood, she quoted the verse where Allah Pak speaks about children. I got the message that she has children. Now I didn't want to ask her how many children have she got, but as we came close there, I asked her, they tell me, if you got sons, I felt there was a certain amount of reservation, but I asked her, can you tell me what is your son's name so perhaps I can call him? So she answered, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim his friend. So I understood her one son's name was Ibrahim. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah spoke to Musa, so I understood the second son's name was Musa. The third one, يَا يَحْيَا خُذِ الْكِتَابِ. So I understood the third son's name was Yahya. Anyway, all of them came running there. She told one of them, فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. She gave him some money and she says, go and buy some food. Let us meet the ikram of this person. They went running to the shop, they bought some food. This verse was quoted by Ashab-e-Kahf, which we discussed in Surah Kahf. When they brought the food in front of me, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says, I told this youngsters, فَعَامُكُمْ عَلَيَّ حَرَامٌ. I will not take a muscle of food until you don't inform me who is this woman you people came to welcome her. So they answered, my mothers and sisters, this is our goal, this is our model, this is who we have to imitate. Hadihi ummuna. O Abdullah, also and so, this is our ummi, this is our mother. منذ 40 سنة لم تتكلم إلا بالقرآن. For the last 40 years, this woman hasn't uttered any statement other than the Quran. Why? She fears that perhaps if she says something wrong, it will be incorrect and it will earn the wrath of Allah. So she says that I rather speak with the Quran. The Quran is wahi. The Quran can never be wrong. I rather guard my tongue and I only speak with Quran. For 40 years, she has not uttered any statement other than the Quran. My mother and sister, today we can sit on the phone and we can make pachad, akki gami pachad, like Mulana Abraad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned one occasion. He said, today what the woman saying? Mohsab, aapri koi ni ghibat ni kare, pan kale ek vastu che, te ek vastu maandi ghibat aavi gai. Ji, tu vachat, tu vatat java de hali ni, motti mol ni aare ni uti ni, evi uti ni, teli uti. Ekat vache, and in that vat that ghibat comes, your one woman has not spoken anything other than the Quran for 40 years out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I quoted this occasion, on the relevant occasion that Allah this incident relevant to the occasion that Allah says, let us bin Wa'in say what he wants to. Remember, it has been recorded. وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْدًا. And he shall return to us bare and alone. He is talking of what he is getting jannat. Never mind what he is getting jannat, what he owns in the dunya. Woh bhi hum unse chheen lenge, we'll take that also away. He is talking what he is getting jannat. He will have nothing. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. And Allah says, they have taken for worship gods other than Allah in power and glory, so that tomorrow this God can help them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, كَلَّا. Instead, سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ. They shall reject their worship. وَمَنْ أَظَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? That idol that you are worshipping, that poor idol doesn't know that someone has made me a god. Where is it going to respond to your prayer? It doesn't know that I am a god. It doesn't know that someone is worshipping. There is no sense of understanding and you are worshipping. وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً. On the day of Qiyamah, that idol will speak and say, Allah, we didn't tell them to worship us. We've got nothing to do. And something else. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. Every friendship which earned the wrath of Allah will be converted into enmity. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. With the exception of the friendship which was made on the name of Allah. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. They start cursing one another. What will they say? يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Ya Allah, where did I meet this person? I don't know, I always quote this ayah to the youngsters. I don't know where I met this person. Since I met him and he started playing ball, I started missing my namaz. Since I started going out with him Saturdays, I started doing wrong and I started neglecting my salah. How under the sun did you become my friend? I wish I never ever seen you. You can curse him, you can say what you want to. It's not going to avail, it's not going to benefit you in any way. Yes, the friendship on the name of Allah, now that will be valued. كَلَّا سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدًّا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, these idols will oppose them. There will be no taluk. Allah, we didn't tell them to worship us. So don't worry about us bin Wa'il. O Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything of these has been recorded and he is to come before us. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَؤُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. Don't you see how we have set the devils on the disbelievers to incite them with fury? A kafir is lost, respected listeners. Imagine one night out of the remembrance of Allah, one night not recognizing your Lord. That is why the poet says, he says, agar sharab peeni ho, to aisi jagah pee, if you want to consume liquor, then drink in such a place where Allah is not there. So then he himself poses the question, you are going to ask me, where is the place where Allah is not there? He says, the heart of a kafir, no one is there. Allah Pak is not in that heart. And the heart of a believer, لا يسعني أرضي ولا سمائي. من آسمان ما أسكتا هو. The skies cannot take me, and neither the earth. If I can foot in any place, it is the heart of a believer. Don't worry. See how the devil is misleading the kuffar. وَمَنْ يَعْشَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِيمٌ. We impose the devil. Now what does the devil tell him? يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. He invites you, commands you to do evil, and he reminds you of poverty, and he tells you if you are spending the path of Allah, you will lose your wealth, and he tells you about everything of this dunya. تَعُزُّهُمْ عَزَّا. كُفَّارُ كُوْ عُبَارَهَا. فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't worry, O Nabi of Allah. Don't be haste when it comes to them. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. Allahu Akbar. We are but counting the period of time. In other words, don't think that I don't know what he's doing. There is a limited time. Usabar karun dikra jawari tara baap ni aave. Tara baap aave pachi tu jore. Let your father come. I'll be quiet till your father comes. Kaini uchuk rewa. Allah says, I am leaving you. You've got 10 more days. تَمَتَّعُوا فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. By do what you want to. Your abode is Jahannam. When they will be in Jahannam, they will cry for help. Thereafter they will see no assistance coming. So they will discuss among themselves, in this dunya, لَوْ sabarna, when we used to exercise patience, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used to give us ease. إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ بِكَ الْبَلْوَى فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. When usru yatba'uhu yasarin, that after difficulty there is ease, so they will make sabr for 1,000 years. They will realize that the sabr is not helping. That is what Allah Pak describes in the 13th juz of the Quran. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. Whether we're going to cry or we're not going to cry, we're going to regret or we're not going to regret, we're going to lament or we're going to mourn, or whatever we're going to do, we are going to set put, like they say. Yati hatwanu namachni wale, we're not going to leave this place. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama na'uddu lahum adda. We are just waiting for his time to expire. His visa must expire. Let the angel of death come and knock his door. And then you see the difficulties and the hardships that he's going to go through. Don't worry. And all the Muslimin, yawma nahshuru al-muttaqina ila ar-Rahmani wafda. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. The day when we shall gather the righteous to Allah in a band presented before a king, in great ikram they will come. When they will stand up from the grave, one person will come to them, حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ حَسَنُ الثِّيَابِ, who will have a beautiful appearance. The dweller of the grave will stand up. مَنْ أَنْتَ, who are you? He will answer this insan, don't you recognize me? أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحِ. I'm your Quran recitation, I'm your tahajjud, I'm your zikrullah, I'm your charity, I'm your ikhlas, I'm your lowering of the gaze, I'm your respect to your parents. Today Allah has given me the appearance. قَدَ رَكَبْتُكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I mounted onto you in the dunya you used to do. In the night I kept you awake. In the month of Ramadan I kept you hungry and thirsty and away from your desires. Today you mount onto me. And in one hadith it comes, when they will stand up, there will be one camel before them. لَهَا أَجْنِحَا. It will have wings. عَلَيْهَا رِحَالُ عَلَيْهَا عَلَيْهَا ذَهَبُ الرِّحَالُ سُونَيْ كَا كَدَاوَا. They will mount onto this camel and they will come to the door of Jannah. وَفِي أَسْلِهَا. There will be one tree. وَيَنْبُعُ مِنْ أَسْلِهَا عَيْنَان. From the root of this tree there will be two springs of water. They will drink the water of this one, which will cleanse all the internal malady, sickness, pride. And they will make wudu with the other one, which will cleanse them of all the external sicknesses. Andar aur bahar se ho gaye paak, clean from inside and outside. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاؤُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Jannat ke darwaze khol diye jayenge. The doors of Jannat will be made open. The hoods of Jannat will be informed. Ke hamara khawin aa gaya. Our husband has come. فَتَسْتَخِفُّهَا الْعَجَلَةِ. I'm quoting the words of Targhib wa Tarheeb. وہ پاگل ہو کے اٹھے گی کہ کب سے ہم انتظار کر رہی ہے. We are beautifying ourselves. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentions in the hadith. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تیز جنت تزینی تزینی مزین ہو جا. prepare. My servants are coming. Like when someone comes home, they have to gun chukku kare, ne aai chukku kare, ne te wahan chukku kare, and everything must be glittering. Mere bande aa rahe tabayyani, jannat get prepared. Today my servants are coming. Marhaba, marhaba ki awaaz aa rahi hai. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. Greetings from Allah. Tibitun, tibitun, bahut achhe. Fadkhuluha khalidin. Go and enter into the gardens of Jannah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. All praise belongs to Allah, who kept up to his promise. Wa awrathana al-jannah, and who gave us this place in Jannah. Natabawwa'u min al-jannati haythu shasha. We can go and rest where we want to. La yamassuna fiha nasab, wa la yamassuna fiha lughub. Na isme thakan, na isme thakan, kuch nahi. Now they will enjoy themselves forever and ever. Yawma nahshuru al-muttaqina ila al-rahman wafda. May Allah make us among those fortunate people. Ameen, summa ameen. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. And we shall drive the sinners to the fire of Jahannam like thirsty cattle driven down to water. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when his soul is taken out, then he goes through so much thirst that all the water of this dunya cannot quench his thirst. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, extremely thirsty, they will ask Allah for water. What will they be given? Allahu Akbar. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتِ. He will be made to drink the pus and the blood that will come out of his body. This very same blood was suquma and hamima, such boiling water, faqatta'a am'a'ahum, which will cut his intestines. He will be made to drink such hot water. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yatajarra'uhu, he will force it down his throat. Wala yakadu yusighuhu, it will not go further than his throat. But because of thirst, he will have no option but to drink his own pus. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ. He'll be in so much pain that he will be under the impression that I'm going to die any moment. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتِ. But Allah's qasam, he will never die. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِنَّ الْخَاطِئُونَ. This is what the kuffar are going to eat, and this is what they are going to drink. Boiling hot water which will take up the intestines. Respected listeners, the Quran says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. This is the abode of a kafir. Oh my Muslim brother, oh my Muslim sister, don't only look at his car and don't look at his health. Look beyond that. Look what is going to come before that. فَإِنَّ وَرَاءَهُ النَّارِ. Behind all that house of his, and that wealth of his, and that outward comfort of it, is the blazing fire of Jahannam. Is your mouth still going to water for him? Are you still going to look at his eyes, dunya? Ha! Ya laita lana mithla ma utiya qarun. Jahan kisi ki achhi biwi dekhe, ya laita lana mithla ma utiya qarun. Jahan kisi ki achhi dunya dekhe, ya laita lana mithla ma utiya qarun. Jahan kisi ki daulat dekhe, ya laita lana mithla ma utiya qarun. Oh ho, what a nice car, what a nice house, what a nice job. Do you see beyond that what is going to happen? This is how he will be driven to the fire of Jahannam. Allah's qasam, he will cry in Jahannam for years and years. Finally it comes, they will tell Malik, يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Oh Malik, tell your Allah to give us one day chutti. After that he can throw us back into Jahannam and he can do what he wants to. It comes in the hadith, for 40 years, no one will answer them. And after 40 years, when they will get the answer, what will be the answer? قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. خَامُوش. Shut your traps. Don't open your mouth. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, after that, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. That the Jahannamis, the Jannatis will take, they will be placed on one side, and the Jahannamis will be placed into sunduk, into boxes, and they will be dropped into the depth of Jahannam. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The depth of Jahannam, that if a stone is dropped, after 50 years also, it will not reach the bottom of Jahannam. How deep this Jahannam is. حَرُّهَا شَدِيدٌ. حرها شديد. The heat is very intense. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. May He save us from this Jahannam, and may He save the entire creation from this Jahannam, and may He give us the tawfiq and the ability of doing such amal which will make us capable of His mercy, via which we will enter Jannah. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.